Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, people. Welcome back to the Miles Mikulski podcast. Of course, it's your boy here, Miles, talking to you for another week on What A Week on the podcast. And you know, it's been a bit of a dead week as well, up until Friday. We're gonna, you know, you've seen by now, you're listening to this, you see the title, you know exactly what we're gonna be talking about today. But it was just a bit of a quiet week, apart from Quavo and Sweetie coming through and, you know, going into week two of their breakup. I would have just kind of almost had nothing to talk about, and it would have just been some dead silence. It would have been some, it would have been boring this What A Week. It would have been very boring if it wasn't for Lil Nas X coming through and absolutely saving the day big time, because boy, we got a few things that we got to discuss and break down this week. So, I mean, if you haven't got internet, I understand why you haven't seen this video, but by now, most people have seen the brand new single from Lil Nas X called Montero, in brackets, Call Me By Your Name. And you know what? It's mad because, like, I like Lil Nas X's music. I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm very much like thinking, yeah, this guy kind of just drops bangers. Like, you know, from Old Town Road, which was sick. And I still was listening to Old Town Road when they had the Red Dead Redemption music video, when it was like more as a parody. It wasn't even a serious thing yet. It hadn't like taken off. Two, obviously songs like Panini. Then we had the one with, which was originally Rodeo, which was originally with Cardi B, and they made a video with Nas instead. And then we had Holiday, which came out because he had like a bit of a break. And then we had this one. Now, I was just thinking, okay, Montero. I didn't, you know, look too deep into it. I was like, okay, I don't know who Montero is. Obviously, now I know that it's actually his name. And I decided to watch the video. So I watched it by myself first because, you know, as you do in it, you should watch music videos. And I've been notoriously good for breaking down music, but I don't usually watch the music videos. But I do have a theory that music videos are definitely make music sound better. And that wasn't because of this record. But yeah, we'll get to that bit later. But yeah, the initial reaction was mad. Initial reaction was, yo, like, I, in my 28 years of existence, you know what I mean, have never ever seen an artist, and I don't listen to like heavy metal and stuff like that, where there's more like satanic references, but I've never seen anyone lap dance on Satan. It's mad. I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen that in my life. And I was like, yeah, this is wild. But I saw, like, you know, there were so many other references in there. There was a part where when you slow down the actual, like, he's in like a court case where he's in chains. I think he's the one with blue hair. Everyone else got pink hair. There's like butt plugs that are there. And it's like, there's so many references, obviously, to like homosexuality, or it's like, it's basically like a coming out that song for himself. Like, it's based off of like a 14-year-old concept and construct of himself. And you know what, like, apart from obviously that outlandish part, which was definitely gonna do that, do you know what I mean? It was definitely gonna cause a bit of a stir and a bit of a fuss, like, through so many different people. It was actually a decent video. Like, it was, I'm not even mad at it. And I'm like, obviously, I'm gonna break down some of the stuff. I'm gonna look at some of the responses. I'm gonna play devil's advocate here and there. But as a creative piece of work, albeit, yeah, there are some, you know, if you're a staunch religious person or Christian person, you're gonna feel some type of way towards that record or towards the music video, more so than the record. Because the thing is, like, the video itself, you're so like, at first, I watched it twice, innit? So at first, you're so like, what's going on here, yeah? That you're even forgetting the song's playing, you know what I mean? Like, and then you kind of go have to watch it again, because I watched it the second time and I showed my family, because I was like, I wanna see what these men have to say, right? And yeah, it was just like, I still wasn't really listening to the song, but for my musically, if I'm just breaking it down musically, I would say Lil Nas X, all his singles have gone platinum already, apart from Montero, but Montero is yet to. But for a stat for Montero, is it's the most liked, it's quickest, most liked to 1 million video thus far, right? So there you gotta think, that's Old Town Road. That's his biggest single. We had Holiday, which is a Christmas theme, obviously the single that came out towards the end of last year. You've had so many other records, yeah, that have got like good views. Like, he's in the bill. Like, I think if you calculate all this stuff, he's in the billions, right? But that's the most liked video. And it was just like, I'm not even mad at the video itself. Like, I know that a lot of people are gonna be running on the whole Lil Nas is evil bandwagon, because it's not the first time, you know, like, Lil Nas X has been accused of satanic things, right? So before, when we had the Old Town Road wave 2 years ago, and we got to the point where we had the Mason Ramsey slash Young Thug slash Billy Ray Cyrus slash Lil Nas X remix of Old Town Road. There was four horses, yeah. There was a white horse, which is really small, which is supposed to represent like Jesus. There was a, and this is all from taken from like the Bible references as well, not just me making this up. The green horse was supposed to represent famine. I can't remember what the black horse was supposed to represent, and then like a red horse that's supposed to represent something else as well, right? And the green one actually represents death. The green one actually represents death. The red one represents famine. Sorry, my bad. My apologies. But that was all linked to me, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse and stuff like that. And because the white horse is supposed to represent, like, you know, Jesus riding in on a white horse and stuff. And because on that picture and that artwork, if you go look at it, because that horse was the smallest horse, the white horse, people are saying, like, he's like being blasphemous and stuff like that. But do you know what? Like, I don't know if that's the angle he was going for. I don't know. So I can't say yes or no into that angle, into that standpoint. But what I can say with this is, I feel like with Montero, it's not, because I've asked a few people and I've reached out, because I know that this is, and I read the article before I actually watched the video as well. Like, I know that this was almost like a, it's like a not a coming out song, but it's more of a, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, isn't it? It's like, I feel like if you're a heterosexual male or you're a staunch Christian, it's not kind of made for you, or a staunch religious person, I should say. I shouldn't just narrow it down to Christianity. I don't think like this song is made for you to invoke some sort of feeling. Like, me as a heterosexual male, yeah, like, I just like, bruh, fair enough. Like, you know, I was just thinking to myself, rah, like, I have never seen this in my life, but I didn't harbor any feelings towards it. And I don't say I go to church and stuff like that. I'm not out in the front row of church, like, while going on that every single week. I haven't been to church in like over 10 years. So I'm not gonna pretend like I'm the most religious person in that sense, but I still believe in God, you know what I mean? I still am a religious person. But I think it's like, a lot of people were criticizing it. And because of the fact it was Satan, it was the devil, he's lap dancing, he's doing a madness, you can see why they would get it. You know what I mean? And I saw a tweet where someone was saying, Kanye West gets shamed for, you know, praising God. Lil Nas X gets praised for lap dancing on the devil. And that's actually like Lil Nas actually responded to that. Let me just open up the tweet real quick. And he even said himself, yeah, where he was just kind of like, almost like saying, oh yeah, you're just chatting West at this point. Like, you're just chatting nonsense. Like, where is it? I'm trying to find this tweet, you know, because I had to open up his Twitter and see some of the responses. Like, here we go. Y'all just be talking. That's what he said. And then, like, you see, like, him saying so many different things. And why I say I feel like I wouldn't necessarily get or appreciate this whole video because I'm not homosexual, I'm not gay, is because he said, and this is Lil Nas X directly tweeted, is, I spent my entire teenage years hating myself because of shit y'all preach would happen to me because I was gay. So I hope you're mad. Stay mad. Feel the same anger you teach and have towards ourselves. And then he said another thing where it's like, okay, mad. I thought he literally tweeted this like 12 hours ago. So I was gonna say it's mad. He said, okay, I'm gonna admit it. I'm sorry, I fucked up. I should have never taken my titties off. Because at one point I think he got like fake tits. I think he was just joking with that. I don't think he was moving mad. But there was another tweet, yeah. Another thing that people were getting at him for, and they were talking about how a lot of Lil Nas X's fan base is children. You know, I'd say that's the TikTok generation. I would say that, you know, that's kind of true. Like, don't get me wrong, when Old Town Road came out, I was out here singing like, can nobody tell me nothing, and everyone was having a laugh of it and stuff like that. But I know that a lot of his fan base are kids. So people were saying like, oh look, it's a big conspiracy, he's trying to make our kids this, that and the other. And this is the type of thing, it's like, the video itself, right, is a video that's made to kind of provoke feelings against those who are staunch like homophobic or don't like gay people or stuff like that. I feel like that's what the video is for. So it's so outlandish that it evokes that like feeling. It's almost like, I don't know, like a modern day NWA F the Police, but just in a whole different realm. But it's that same shock factor that you're getting from it, innit? It's like a rah, like, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, people are gonna be like, the absurdities of it. So obviously the kids thing kind of came into the equation. He was like, Now, there's no system involved. I made a decision to create a video. I'm an adult, which is, I think he's 21 or 22. I'm going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your... I am not going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your children. That's your job. And that's the thing, like, I feel like there's an obligation. Like, he is true. He's an adult. He can do exactly what he wants, innit? And if you feel so strongly against it, then just don't let your kids watch it again, innit? Or don't let your kids watch it. Or don't let, you know, him listen to music. Don't let your kids listen to that music if you feel that type of way. Of course, the memes were going crazy and stuff like that. And that was funny. Like, I chuckled a few times. Like, I haven't been using Twitter that much recently, but... like, I was just laughing at some of these, like, just these things and saying, like, what people were saying and how, it was funny. Like, even there was a comparison that people were making about how, I think it was on the Judas video from Lil Gaga, you know, wow. You don't need a Lil Gaga. Lady Gaga. She did something similar. So, it was just on the other way around. She did her one based around Jesus and Lil Nas X did one his around the devil. So, I mean, it's... don't get me wrong, it's like, I don't really have no feelings towards it as a whole. Like, it's just, it caused, like, Lil Nas X has always come with, like, these, like, high-class videos. And, you know, this is just another one where it's just like, yeah. there ain't really much else to say on the matter. Like, you're either going to be with this type of video. It's polarizing opinions, you know what I mean? It's going to be either you're loving it and you're, you know, you're gassed and you're like, yeah, that's it, let's go. Or you're just going to be so against it, you're just never going to watch it again. I do think there's a space and place where of eccentric hip hop music videos where we haven't seen it in a while. Like Missy Elliott used to be like the pioneer of like weird hip hop videos. Not obviously like to this extreme, but in her own right, she always used to do these weird funky videos. And Lil Nas X, I mean, I'm not even mad at it. I'm like, it's just, I knew it was gonna, when I watched it, I was like, yeah, like, I know someone's out here pissed off, innit? Like, someone out here is pissed off. And I think it's, again, the whole point of this video for me is, when I look at it, or when I watch the video and I think of the whole thing is, Lil Nas X basically saying, like, you know, fuck you to all the people that, you know, were coming at him and making him feel bad for being who he is. And now, this is him kind of being free with it, really, isn't it? It's really him just saying, like, look, this is me. This is Lil Nas X. It is, in a sense, yeah. It was when he was doing the whole twerk, yeah, I did find it kind of bad. I was like, rah, like, this is a rapper twerking on Satan. I was like, I was just so spun by it, yeah. I was just like, yeah, this is just a bit mad. Like, I can't even lie. It was more the shock factor for me, but there was no like shock factor with an afterthought. Do you know what I mean? It was more just, yeah, it's mad. But you know, the whole, I just deeped it as well. But like, at the time of this recording, yeah, we are 1 week away from Easter. It's mad. It's actually mad. Like, yeah, like, my guy released this song a week before. I'm so glad he released it this week. If he really, imagine releasing this on Good Friday. Boy, it'd be a madness. It would be an absolute madness. But make sure you get at me as well. Let me know exactly what you think about this as well. But I've got this final thing that I'm going to read. This is from Lil Nas X as well. And this is him talking about, like, kind of reason why he made it and like the whole dynamics of why this song has become such a thing. And this is what he wrote on the... I love the way everyone uses notes and then just puts their stuff now. It's mad, but we've been doing it for years. So this is what he said, right? Dear 14-year-old Montero, I wrote a song with our name in it. It's about a guy I met last summer. I know he promised to never come out publicly. I know he never promised to be that type of... and he's done it with the commas. That type of gay person. I know he promised to die with the secret. But this will open doors for many other queer people to simply exist. You see, this is very scary for me. People will be angry. They will say I'm pushing an agenda. But the truth is, I am. The agenda to make people stay the fuck out of other people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. Sending you love from the future, Lil Nas X, with like an arrow, like a cupid, I'd say, kind of a bow and arrow and a love heart. And you know what? That's it, really. He kind of summed it up. If you don't like the video, don't watch the video. If you don't want your kids, if you have kids, if you don't want your kids to watch it, don't watch it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. People, again, we're still embroiled in this cancel culture vibe and stuff like that. And I definitely do think that this video itself, like right now, let me go onto YouTube real quick and see. So I'm time, again, I'm time of me recording this, it's got 20.5 million. I watched it at 5. So it's that's what I'm saying. It's skyrocketing. It's going crazy right now. But he's right though. If you don't, like, I can't, like, talk about the you know, like, the gay experience and stuff like that because I am not homosexual. But, like, if you, when I definitely agree with the stuff where he's talking about, you know, stay out of people's lives and business. And at the same time, like I said, if you want to invest in what Lil Nas X is doing, and that's you. And if you don't, you don't. But, I mean, I can't knock the creativity and the shock factor of the video. I really can't. Like, the whole Satanist claims and stuff like that, I mean, you need someone else to kind of dive into that and do a proper nosedive into it. But off the back of really that, the whole record and stuff like that, when you think about it, again, musically, I would say it was just probably the worst of the best. I don't think it's a bad song. I just don't think it's a song that, like, if I hear Panini now, I'm like, hey Panini, don't you be a meanie, or like Old Town Road or stuff like that. Whereas this one, I need some time away from the music video, away from the shock factor, to kind of, you know, appreciate the song in that sense. But listen, it is what it is, man. Like I said, you gotta just keep to your own business sometimes. I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand why people would be annoyed, especially, you know, religious people, because you grow up with religion. Religion is such an important part of your life, and you might have had your kids out here listening to Old Town Road, but now if you feel so strongly about it and you don't want to teach your kids about this, that, or the other, and you're just firmly staunch in your thoughts and ideologies, don't let your kids listen to, or yourself, if you ain't got kids and it's just you and your feelings, don't listen to Lil Nas X anymore. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think Lil Nas X would care right now, really and truly, because he's doing this for himself. As a musician, music is, you know, it's supposed to be a reflection of someone's emotions. That is what the best music curtails, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's the best music that you're going to get. And yeah, I think he's executed it really well with this video. And, you know, even people like Big Sean, like, so rappers were saying, you know, they respect his creativity and they respect everything he's doing. And you know what? I do too. You know what I mean? I'm not a big rapper. I like Big Sean. Do you know what I mean? But as me, as Miles on the Miles Bukowski podcast on What a Week episode, I think this is 7 now, like, I do feel like, you know, he's pushing the boundaries out there, and he's continued to do that. And it's just another thing that keeps Lil Nas's name relevant. So people can't call him a one-hit wonder anymore, really and truly, because this is year 2 now. Do you know what I mean? Most of these one-hit wonders who come out, they're gone by the end of that year. Bear in mind, Old Town Road blew up in like March 2019. It's now March 2021. I can't believe it's gone that fast, but that's a different story for another time. He's still pushing the boundaries every so often, and he hasn't really dropped. He dropped one project, and that was the Closure, or 7 EP, I think it was a 7 EP, which had the song Closure on it. He dropped one EP in 2019. So the fact that we're still talking about it, and this was such a big thing, and is still such a big thing, and probably will roll into next week, it will, yeah, it's a madness. But when I say that, at the same time, we know this is going to be done. By the end of, like, I don't know, the video will continue to rise and continue to grow, and it might be an icon or an iconic video for a long time, like a iconic videos that controversially shocked the world or something like that, and this song will probably be in there, especially when man lap dance. Yeah, actually, no, he pole danced from heaven to hell. That was mad too, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, life moves on, man, and that's it. That's why, what a week. I thought I'd break it down. I thought I'd give you some tips. I'd give you some my thoughts and opinions, but it had to be detailed. And I didn't think if me talking about anything else would really make an impact this week. This has been the week, really. Do you know what I mean? This has been the talking point over the last couple of days. So let me know your thoughts and opinions, of course. Let me know what you're feeling about this record. Montero, Call Me By Your Name. It is definitely one that is polarizing opinions at the moment. I have no real deeper feelings towards it. Like I said, musically, I think it's probably the worst song out of all the ones he's released as like a music video and put a campaign around it. But it's not a bad song, do you know what I mean? And when it comes to the deeper feelings and what he's portraying, fair play to him. And there's always going to be a shock factor if you put certain things into the equation. And of course, that final scenes, even the beginning when the snake licked him and stuff like that, was also mad. But it was always going to cause a controversy and a stir. But of course, let me know what you think about it. Get at me on my socials. I'll be on it and active from this week, hearing your thoughts and opinions. And I might retouch upon it and see where we go for next week, because yeah, it's definitely been mad. So you can get me on my socials at Miles Mikulski. Use my name, just put an at in front of it. Instagram is the best place to holler at me, but Twitter is also available. And yeah, boy, what a week. Episode 7, one topic. Lil Nas X, is he evil or is he a genius? I'll let you decide that one. But I'll see you guys next week for another episode of What a Week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. In a bit, peace.